We mentioned yesterday one of the limitations of Nechas Echol Nefesh is that it has to be Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. It has to be something which applies to the majority of people. So let's define that a little bit, to some of the applications or ramifications of that halacha. So the Gemara, the example the Gemara gives is taking incense and putting it on the coals. That's only for people which are mefunokim, people which need a special type of treatment, etc. The average person has no need for that. Now, the Gemara then questions, what about something which only certain people need because they can't afford it? It's very expensive. Of course, that's called shavu l'kol nefesh, because every person, had they had the accessibility and the ability to get it, they would use it. So even expensive meat, etc., is not considered not shavu l'kol nefesh. It's considered shavu l'kol nefesh. The discussion amongst the poskim is what in regards to refuah. Refuah is only for people which are ill. It's not everybody needs it. On the other hand, any person if he'd be sick, would need this. Is that called shavu l'kol nefesh, or called not shavu l'kol nefesh? The suggestion amongst the poskim is that that's called not shavu l'kol nefesh. So therefore, to do malacha on Yom Tov for the purpose of refuah would have the same limitations as doing it on Shabbos. I can't do it on Shabbos unless there's a heter, a sakana. So Yom Tov also, I cannot do malacha on Yom Tov for the purpose of refuah unless it involves a situation of sakana. However, those things which are done just to maintain a person's normal health, that's something which everybody needs to maintain their health, that the person can say that's called shavu l'kol nefesh. That's things which everybody does to maintain their health. And that would go into the heter of malachas l'kol nefesh and would be mutter to do on Yom Tov. One of the famous examples of that is the Bnei Yeshua wrote that since smoking is healthy, it's good for you, helps your digestion. That's why it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov, because everybody needs that, they should have good health. And smoking is very healthy for you, and that's why it's mutter. That was the understanding why you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, because that's something which everybody needs to have good health. And that's not called refuah. I'm not getting involved in the applications of that nowadays, that we understand there are other problems. We'll talk about that separately. But that was an example where you had such a concept that it works. So this comes down to an interesting question in regards to taking medication on Yom Tov. Now, in regards to medication, you can't take medication on Shabbos. Chazal said the gezerah because you might come to grind it. Malach of Teichen is on Yom Tov, Teichel Nefesh. No, it's not, because grinding and making a medicine on Yom Tov would be Osir Deraisa to make a medicine on Yom Tov, because not Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. So therefore, the Isser of taking a medication would apply also on Yom Tov the same way it applies on Shabbos. Yom Tov Sheni, there are many persons which are Mekel. One of the cases where we differentiate between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is regards to Refuah. Yisurim Derabanan Refuah are Mutter on Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore they say it applies. Many posts can say that it applies in regards to taking medication on Yom Tov Sheni. Where you would have an interesting question is that for the taking medication, which its main purpose is just to maintain a person's health, an average person would use that to maintain their health, like vitamins, etc. We can differentiate between Yom Tov and Shabbos, because that's called Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. Everybody needs to maintain their health and have good health. But to take medication because a person is ill, that applies the limitations of Yom Tov and Shabbos are equal, except for Yom Tov Sheni, which many persons say you can take medication on Yom Tov Sheni. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.
Good morning.